Wegen der Tshuva, der Simcha Vdanad, wegen seiner Scheile, der hier siehst, das meiste Scheuer, der Chirn Shish Pesakana, that also the doctors told him was he has to eat in Yom Kippur. Achman Salani was a Chirn Shish Pesakana, and he was mechuyv to eat. And they asked him, Kivega, if this Chayla, they're making a minion for him in his room, and they asked him, Kivega, if the Chayla could get an Aliyah. If he's eating in Yom Kippur, can he get an Aliyah in Yom Kippur? So the Kivega explains, the Shaila is, we have to understand what the Kriya Satayra on Yom Kippur is for. Is the Kriya Satayra on Yom Kippur just because of the Yom? Because of the Yom, Azari Yamtif, we lean on Yamtif. Or is the Lain because of a Tainis? Yom Kippur is also a Tainis, we lean on Tanasin. So the Kivega, if the Lain is also the Yom, Yom Kippur, it's not Nagir, if he's eating or not, he can get an Aliyah. But if the Aliyah is also Tainis, there's a Mechlekes Rishonim on Tanesim, if someone has to eat, if he's allowed to get an Aliyah or not, he can get an Aliyah. And when the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's in the Tavkav Samachav, Sivav L'chumra, that if someone has to eat on a Tainis, he can't get an Aliyah. So the Kivega explains that by Shachas, it's not a Shaila. By Shachas, for sure, the leaning is also the Yom. It's like Gar Mikol Yomtev. Yom Kippur is no different than every Yomtev. We have to tell you, Asti Yomtev. And Asti Yomtev is not the Gay if he's eating or not. He could get an Aliyah. The Shaila is about Kriya Satayra by Mincha. Can he get an Aliyah by Mincha? And the Kriya doesn't explain it more than that, but I think Pasha, the Shaila is how do you understand the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur? Is the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur like Shabbos, or is the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur like Yom Tif? Because on Yom Tif, we don't have leaning by Mincha. So if the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur is like Yom Tif, then there would not be leaning by Mincha for the Yom. The leaning by Mincha would be because of the Tainus, and the Tainus we have leaning by Mincha. If the Kriya Satayra of Yom Kippur is the same as the Kriya Satayra of Shabbos, then Shabbos also has Kriya Satayra by Mincha. So we would have leaning by Mincha also, and the Chayla who has to eat could also get Aliyah. So I think we could explain a little bit more in the Shaila if Yom Kippur is similar to Yom Tif, or if Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos, because we find that Yom Kippur is sort of in the middle. It's like with the Derech Mamutza is in the Kedusha between Shabbos and Yom Tif. First of all, the Torah calls Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbosai. So that would tell you that Yom Kippur is every Shabbos. But in the Gea Einshin, we find that Yom Kippur is somewhere in between Shabbos and Yom Tif. Because we find that if a person does a malacha on Yom Tif, b'mezid, without Eidim, without Hasra, he gets Karis. The Mishnah in the beginning of Krisis. One of the Krisis is someone that does a malacha. That's similar to Yom Tif. That's similar to Shabbos. Because in Yom Tif, if someone does a malacha, b'mezid, without Eidim, without Hasra, there's no Karis. So the fact that there's Karis on a malacha on Yom Kippur tells you that Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos. Abel Idach, if someone does an Avei b'mezid with Eidim and Hasra, on Shabbos, there's Skila. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Nafnan Gimel. But on Yom Tif, there's Malkus. And Yom Tov, someone does a malacha of Mezid of Asura with Edom and Asura, is Malkus. And Yom Kippur is similar to Yom Tov in that respect. Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says in Malkus also, Daf Gimel, that in Yom Kippur you don't get Skila, you get Malkus. So you see that B'negeya, Edom and Asura, Yom Kippur is Daimut to Yom Tov, it only gets Malkus, not Skila. But B'negeya, Karis, Krisus is similar to Shabbos. So you see that Yom Kippur is somewhere in between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Another thing we find that Yom Kippur is between Shabbos and Yom Tif is the number of Olam, how many people get an Aliyah. On Shabbos, there's Shiva Olam, there's seven Aliyahs. On Yom Tif, there's five Aliyahs. And Yom Kippur is in between. Yom Kippur is six Aliyahs. So that would tell you that Yom Kippur seems to be somewhere between Shabbos and Yom Tif. And Bemis is Fe'ah Shagamar, the Gemara says Megillah and Daf Chaf Beis, the Koytai Kalal B'Yadacha. Take this general rule in your hand. Kol the tafi gai milsim machavri tafi legav yaseira. Each one that is more than the one before gets one more aliyah. And then the Gemara explains that on Sheni v'chamishi Monday and Thursday we have three aliyahs, and Rosh Chodesh we have four aliyahs. And the Gemara says b'yomtiv t'asa basis malacha chamisha. And yomtiv that's asa b'malacha is five aliyahs. Yom kippur the anishkaris kairin shisha. We have six aliyahs. Shabbos dikis is skin shiva. And on Shabbos we have seven. So you see, right, the number of Aliyahs, Yom Kippur is somewhere in between. As a man, I think all this, even though there's another Gemara Megillah that says another reason why there's six Aliyahs on Yom Kippur, Kineged Shisha Shamdu Miminisha. So Ezra is another Gemara. But I think it seems like that's maybe an extra time, but the ikka seems to be that this klal, kol tafin and milsa mechave, whichever is more kedusha has more aliyas. So you see that Yom Kippur is in between. So mainly you could clear, what's the leni by mincha? Is the leni by mincha similar to Shabbos? Because we only find leni by mincha by Shabbos and Tanesim. So, and we find
a mincha by Shabbos and the consummation.
Okay. Yeah, they shouldn't go 3 days without leaning. It's a Meruba.
That's Monday and Thursday.
Right. So
you don't gain anything.
Exactly. So the reason of Shabbos is a chayr, even though it's Takanas Moshe, that seemed to be the Al-Sakadusha Shabbos.
So Shabbos was even sacking
also
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur,
they
really
felt Shabbos.
Right.
But he was
sacking. Maybe that's the kind of Shabbos. He was sacking anything which has Kedusha of Shabbos, similar to Kedusha of Shabbos, playing by Mincha. But al kaponim, this is the shaila. Is the leaning by mincha also like similar to Shabbos? And then this chayla who has to eat could also get only as do with the tainus. Or is the leaning by mincha because of the tainus? And then it's then someone that has to eat on Yom Kippur, he won't get an aliyah. The way we paskin, someone eats on a tainus doesn't get aliyah. Is it safe? It was printed from Ksav Yad. Shans Chuvus Chedusha Blaze Simcha. He was a rabbi in Savalk and Lomja 150 years ago. He was a big guy. He's considered for the only done his time. In Chelik Beis, he has Aris and Chuski Vega, and he wants to be patient the Chakira from a Tosis and Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosis says over there, Tosis tells on, why do we lay the Pasha for Arayis by Mincha? You know, if people speak about this, what does the Pasha for Arayis have to do with Yom Kippur? There is every Avera Shech Yom Kippur. You can talk about any Avera, because it's Kippur and all Averas. But what's up is we lay the Pasha for Arayis. So Tosis gives two reasons. The first reason Tosis gives his own reason is Afisha Noshim Kushatais Bishvil Kavarayim. Because Tosis explains because the Noshim, they go dressed up, Kushatais means jewelry, maybe makeup. And the reason is because, as the Mishnah says in Tainis, Tachavav, Lahoy Yom Tevim Lisor, Ketuba of Yom Kippur, and Shabbat Nisor, Yotzul Nishtadchu. It was Dev Shaduchim. Yom Kippur was Dev Shaduchim, as every Tuba of. So because of Dev Shaduchim, the Noshim would, I guess it means the eligible girls would get all dressed up. So therefore, we remind everyone with the Pasha Arayis to not to be nechshel them. And then Tosis brings down another reason from a Medrash, a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says, "The Medrash of Tosis says shalachach kerem b'arayis." This is the reason why we learn the Pasha Arayis. And fishi yisrael oisin remez lakash baruchu shekshem shehizi oisam shalidgus ever kach leisegana avosim bavin oisam. We're making a remez to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're asking, just like the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us her not to be megala ever, we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, don't be megala, don't reveal the ever of our avayus, to hide our avayus in Yom Kippur. It's a beautiful medrash. Mar Rapan, Mr. Blaise Simcha wants to say, these two reasons sound like the leaning of mincha of Yom Kippur is because of Yom Kippur, not because of the tainus. It was a special takana for Yom Kippur, the leaning of Pasha Arayis, because either the first reason, because Nashim of Kushatis, or the second reason, the medrash. A rem is not to be megala ever various. You see from there that the leaning is Yom Kippur, not because of the tainus. There's two reasons why it has to be Yom Kippur.
No matter what, you have to sleep Shabbos.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that the Kivega did not bring down the Tosis. The reason why Kivega didn't bring it right from the Tosis is because that Tosis is just explaining why we lay in this Kriya, but it's not why there is a Kriya. Why there is a Kriya is not explained. Maybe the Kriya is also the Tainus, or maybe also the Yerim, that's not clear. Tosis is saying, once we're laying already, even like you say, if we're laying as the Tainus, should be by a Chal, either way we're laying every Tainus. Why do we lay in Pasha Reis? That's what Tosis is saying.
No, the reading is about the Yerim.
Yeah, that's what Blaise Zimcha holds. He holds that since the reading is
also the... From the mere fact that you don't lay by Yichal, that's good from Kiveges itself to say it's also Yom Kippur, but from without
Tosis... We should try to find for what Kiveges didn't bring this to us. Kiveges by Pesachin on the Shaila. So the same, Kiveges holds that this Tosis is just why we chose this Pasha, but it doesn't explain why there's... For example, and the Bemis have a right to it. According to the first reason, that the reason why we lane is because is the Nashim Mekshatai, so why don't we have a Kriya Sotayah on Tubav? On Tubav there's no laning. So the Blaise Simcha himself mentions this, he tells on that, and he says that since Tubav doesn't have any Kriya, we didn't want to be Matriach La'elam Techa de Zibur, as we put on a Paiskim, they didn't want to make Techa de Zibur of having Kriya Sotayah in the middle of the week. So it's mashma klar that that's not the, that even in Yom Kippur that's not the reason why there's laning. For laning, you would say techa d'sibur. There wouldn't be laning. You have to have a you have to have a reason for the laning. Either the reason is also Yom Kippur is also the yom, or the reason for the kriya laning is also the tainus. And Tosis is only saying why we're laning this pasha.
If Tubal came out on Monday,
I mean, go change it. Because it's not always. You keep it always as a landing. Maybe that's why. I saw. I had in my notes going echad from years ago. I didn't write down who it was. I think it might have been Rabbi Shabbat from Boston, especially the second svar as past. This is kind of svar. But I just saw going echad wanted to bring a raya that the laning of mincha of Yom Kippur is as a tainus, not because of the yom. Is because we have aftayr by mincha, we lame after yoina. We don't find aftayr by Shabbos. If the laning is like similar to Shabbos, mincha of Shabbos, why is the aftayr? If the laning is al a tainus, that's why there's aftayr. Like by tanesim, by mincha, we have aftayr. Achere, that should be a raya. But he says himself that it's not a raya, because there's a gemara in Shabbos tachavtam amaralof, which is pretty clear, and the Rashi explains the beferish that says that be'emes there was a takana. Originally, when they were sacking Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha and Shabbos, to lane HaTorah also. A Molda used to lane HaTorah by Mincha also. And Rashi brings down that it was Gzeres Pasoyim, the Pasoyim made Gzeres to stop the HaTorah by Mincha. That doesn't explain what the Gzeres was. Maybe they didn't want to have a long Mincha, maybe to shorten it, everyone should go home right away. So they cut out the HaTorah by Mincha. So he says it could be. So you see, Batsin, there was HaTorah by Mincha of Shabbos also. And in Yom Kippur, somehow that Gzeres did not apply. In Kippur, they got them, maybe they stayed in Shul Holday anyway, so they got them lane after. The after is Gebliven Azai. But it's not a raya that the laning and after is not all similar to Shabbos, because Shabbos also would have after, so it's not a raya. I'm sorry, what?
The
Svarish Minig
is not
to
lane after during the regular times.
Oh, really? The Svarish Minig is not to lane after during the regular times?
Must be Mcha. Maybe
It would be a raya. Either way. It just seems to have turned the song. You have to know why. They're only mafti yena.
No.
Oh, regnate. I'm sorry. Regnate. I'm saying regnate. I see. Okay, interesting.
So that would be a raya
that's
Tzotzanga.
Why they don't lean on? They don't lean on Shabbos and they don't lean on Tainis. Oh, because but Shabbos does have the etzim after.
Tainis you do.
Tainis
you do said.
That we saying the minig is they
don't. No, but I'm saying they don't, and over here we do, but you can't.
Right. That's, and you, so you would say it's similar to Shabbos, and it goes with the ikatakon of Shabbos, the head of the. Yeah, okay. But this another raya he brought was from the Nusach, from the Nigin, the way we lay in Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha and Yom Kippur. We don't use the Yom Nerayim Nusach, the time. In the morning we lay with the Gansa Yom Nerayim Nusach, and by Mincha we lay with the regular Nusach. So in Chaya, you can bring a raya from that minig from the Nusach that the laning is also tainus. If the laning would be also Yom Kippur, by Mincha, why don't we do the whole Nusach, the whole Nigin of Yom Kippur Kriyas HaTorah? So I was thinking maybe Kivega, if in his time, what? He had this. What, I'm sorry? Not after the Kriyas HaTorah part. We do with the whole Nusach. So it could be, the reason is because even the Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha is not with the Gansa Nusach. The Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha Yom Kippur is a little bit toned down, there's a little bit less Nusach. So maybe it's already later on in the day, maybe it's not such a Shtaker Raya. But the best Shtaker Raya I've seen to this Chakir is the Macheshes. Macheshes, Chayadal of Semin Yidalet brings a half of the Geraya to Poshu B'Kvei G'Shayla from Machoikas Mechab Ramah and Archayim Semitofesh Chaf Beisif Beis about the Bracha Achreinus of Haftar Yom Kippur. That the whole year on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when we lean Haftarah in the morning, if the Haftarah, we make four brachas. Make the first bracha of Tzuka and Lamim, the second bracha is Rachem Al Tzion, the third bracha is Samcheinu, and then we have a fourth bracha, Al Torah Val Avodah, and we end off Mekadish HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, we end off Mekadish HaTzor Bazmanin. And in Yom Kippur, by Shachas, we end off Mekadish HaTzor of Yom Kippurim. So what about by Mincha of Yom Kippur? Do we end off, and by Tanesim again, by Tanesim we don't say this fourth bracha. By Tanesim we just say the three brachas, we don't say the fourth bracha of Al Torah Val Avodah, because there's nothing really to end off with. You can't say Mekadesh Tzum Gedalia, Mekadesh Tzor B'Tevis, it's a Yom Chol. It's not a Yom Kodesh. So the question is, let's look. And Yom Kippur, by the Aftar of Mincha, do we say this fourth bracha of Al Tov Avayda? So if anyone have a machzor, we can look in machzor. Well, the ma'is says, it's a machoik, it's a machab and ramah. In machab and paskins, you do say, you make the fourth bracha, Al Tov Avayda, and you end off, Mekadish Sov Yom Kippurim, and the ramah is chaylik. The ramah says, you don't say this fourth bracha, Al Tov Avayda. So zok the macheshes, what's the machoik, it's a machab and ramah, and the machoik is this. That the mechaber holds that the leaning by mincha of Yom Kippur.
I'm going to get there.
I was thinking that, but the ma'aseh he wants to say that what's the machoikas? The mechaber will hold the bracha. The leaning is al Yom Kippur. So mainly you can make this bracha of al Tov Avayda. And the Ramah that's chayuk, he holds no. The leaning is not al Yom Kippur. The leaning is al Tainus. And on the Tainus. You don't say the fourth bracha Torah Avayda. So I thought it was first. I thought it was Zayish Shtaka Raya, and he been the Macheshes wiped into the Raya. I was thinking that the Kivega did not bring this Raya because the Kivega would hold that it's not Muchach. Maybe the leaning is also Tainus. By Tanaisim, the reason why we don't say the fourth bracha is because there's nothing to say. You can't say Mekadesh Tishabav, Mekadesh Yisrael of Tishabav, or Mekadesh Yisrael of Shivasa B'Tamaz. You can't say that. It's not a Yom. Yom Kodesh. But once you have a Yom Kodesh and a Zev Yelenin, the Mabeya of the Brach is, whenever you have a Avtoya, for whatever the reason is, it's not a different reason, even if the Yom is not Goyim the Kriya, you make this fourth Brach, and you mention Kedushas Yom. And a Shtubi Raya to it will be, I think, from Berachas Mein Shonglish. On Yom Tov, a person eats Kazayas in the afternoon of cake. He's not Mechayiv, Yom Tov is not Mechayiv him to make an Al Mechia. And he still mentions Kedushas Yom. He still mentions the Yom. You see, whenever you make a bracha, you mention, even though the Yom is not Mechayiv the bracha, you mask the Yom. We don't find it by all brachas that you mask the Yom. It could be in the brachas Aruches, but the brachas are a little bit longer, like Al Mechia, or even an extra Bechas Muslim, a person eats an extra Suda on Yom Tov that the Yom is not Mechayiv, then you mention the Yom. So mainly the same thing over here. Zaybi, you're saying after you anyway for different reason, but you mentioned Kedushas Yom. That'll be with the mechaber hold. Okay, but it's in the Mabei HaBracha to add this bracha if you're able to mention Kedushas Yom. So that'll explain why the mechaber is not dafka raya to Kirei Gashayim. But the Ramah, let's look at the Ramah. Why is the Ramah hold taka we don't say the bracha of Al Torah either? That mechaber be mashma maybe a little bit to push the Kirei Gashayim that the whole name is not al siyamta. But the emes is the Magen Avraham stels the Magen Avraham explains three reasons why the Ramah is chaylik on the mechaber. He brings from Mishainim. So the first reason is, he says the first reason is because by mincha ready the avodah was finished, and the avodah Yom Kippurim was finished. So therefore we don't say al Torah avodah mekadesh Yisrael Yom Kippurim because the avodah Yom Kippurim was finished already. The second reason he brings from Mishainim is. Because you already made a bracha on the Veda. You're making a bracha on the Veda Sayyim. It's only right, there's only one Veda in the day. A Veda Sayyim Kippurim was one time, and there's only right to make one time a bracha on it, not twice. And the third reason the Magen Avraham brings down from Mishainim is it's a Shukah Gezeirah not to make the bracha on Yom Kippur. Gezeirah, the Lein Lechlef Peshat Hainis. You shouldn't come to make this bracha by other Tanaisim. If you made the bracha on Yom Kippur, by Mincha, you'll make a mistake and come to make it by other Tanaisim, which will be a bracha Vatala. Mechaber, why he's a chaylik, it's not so sure to understand. We can say reasons why the Mechaber is chaylik. On the Mechaber, maybe the first reason he held, even though the Avodah was Nigma, but you could say that the Etzim is still right to the Avodah, in case it wasn't Nigma, we done Mechaber early, it's still right to do the Avodah. The second kasha that it's not right to make the bracha on the Avodah twice.
You don't make a terabyte times the Sefer the rest of the year. So it must be that this is how it's the year.
That's what you're asking. Going to Menegas Spadim, you want to bring a Raya.
I don't know if it's a Mechaber. You're telling me that that's the Menegas Spadim, that they don't do it.
I hear
that,
Kasha. That's a different Raya.
It's good
to be Mechaber.
That would
be very good
to
Mechaber.
The
Mechaber
would hold that it has to
go. Yeah, I hear you asking. If there's no Haftarah by Mincha, according to Menegas by By Shapinism, so
Yom Kippur must be
Alright. Okay, yeah. And I have to think about that. But since we could explain the Machikas, the Machaban Ramah differently, that's not totally it's for Kivik Shah, it's very good word to figure to bring this Raya. The Ikir Kiveg is suffix over here that is a sad to say that on tenis, that if the Kri is also tainis, then you can't then you cannot get an aliyah. You see the Kiveg in them for the poshet as I be the steam is a machaba in Hilchos Tainis. The machaba says that tenisim, if someone has to eat, then he doesn't get an aliyah. The Kiveg goes in all tenisim, and it will go on Yom Kippur also if the lady is also tainis. But Vemis, the Chassam Sefer doesn't go in that way. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva, Chaim Simakuftan Zayin, he holds this whole halacha to begin with, that on the tainis, if someone has to eat, he can't get an aliyah. That's dafka halacha on Bahab, tainis Bahab. Because tainis Bahab has no shem tainis if you're not, has no shem of the yom if you're not fasting. But the Chassam Sefer holds on all the other tainis, some tainis Siva, some Gedalia, Sorbetavis, Shos Batamas, and maybe even tainis Esther and Tisha B'Av. Even if someone eats, the Chassam Sefer holds, he could get an aliyah. Because the Chassam Sefer holds that the yom is the yom of the pronius, the yom is a shem yom, and that shem yom also is machayev, kriyas haTorah. So according to the Chassam Sefer, b'chal won't be a shayin, the Chassam Sefer is chayin on the thing. Sorry? Bahab not. He holds that's a whole different shayin. But first I want to understand this Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer, according to the Chassam Sefer, the whole shayin will not be negeya. So, l'halach, I would think that someone would have to eat on a regular tainis, he can only eat on a sveksveka. First of all, it's a safek machaikas yishayinim to begin with, if a person has to eat, if he could get only on any tainis. And second of all, even if you hold like the machaba that's machmir, like the sheetis that you eat, you don't get an aliyah, but it's a suffix maybe like some sefer. The some sefer holds that only applies to the Bahab, it doesn't apply to the other tenesin. The ma'isin, the mishabura is machmir, and the mishabura does say that on all tenesin, I'm not sure if he mentions some sefer, but he does say by all tenesin we pass like the machabah that you don't get an aliyah. But the mishabura does bring down, he says, "V'dat tzorch yizur moi shalom yis besakneses shalom kadesh nagru." If someone has to eat on a tainus, he should be careful not to be in besmedish and besakneses when they're leaning. They shouldn't call him off an aliyah because it'll be a whole problem. The Mishnah says, "But the eved im karu who ish tam chacham." But the eved, if they call him for aliyah and he's a tam chacham, machmas is the einus irish shalom yisana b'tainus sibam. Because of an einus, he had to eat on Yom Kippur. But tzalei leimugam shalom yisana, and he's nishbak vem. He's not comfortable to tell them that he ate. So either he means he's semich on the makingim that hold b'chal, the rishayim that hold b'chal, it's not a problem getting aliyah for someone that ate, or he's going after some sefer. Some sefer because he holds that the yom is machayev kriyas haTorah whether you're fasting or not. There's a shem yom on the abba tenesim.
Oh.
Right. Even. Right. And he said the whole halach and shulchan is only going according to the Bahab. And the ikka safdu kivega, the chaver Matthias Friedman, he told me shein esvara that lechayer the kivega is whole shayin should be totally in the binyan scenes. Is a famous binyan darchoneh and his chuvas binyan siyin. Darchoneh is a beautiful shayla. If the mishnah brings it down, the halacha brings it down. If someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, chayla shesh sakana has to eat. What's the halacha? After he eats, now he's not in sakana anymore. Should he go back to fasting? The binyan siyin has a tzad to say. Once he had to break the fast anyway, aschayla shesh sakana. Then already there's no point to fasting. And he says the svar is because the Torah says the mitzvah of tanos nashashechem. The mitzvah of tanos is me'erev ad arev, from evening to evening. So it's one chetz of a mitzvah. And if you can't fast me'erev ad arev, there's no point to not fasting. So once he had to break it, time to binyan siyin svar. Already, even though he's no more sakana, he's able to fast the rest of the day. He could go back. He could continue eating anyway.
What happened to mitzvah eating?
He said the whole mitzvah is me'er v'adarav. That's the svar. The whole imi is, if you're doing an me'er v'adarav, one chetz of imi.
What about the shari?
What?
What about the shari?
I can see a chiluk, but the mice is the bin yitzin svar. At the end, the bin yitzin is machme. He says the mice alocha. He says the person, if he has to eat, now he's not in sakon anymore. He should not eat anymore.
Yes, sir.
It's a Sephardim Kippur, right?
And is this by a choil or somebody forgot? Let's say somebody forgot. Shoy. You forgot to think
Maybe going to his first Sephard, if once it's broken, it's not anymore. That's his first Sephard. Oh. But this is my friend wanted to say, according to the second Sephard of Bin Yitzin, that even though person ate in Yom Kippur, once he's on Sakon anymore, he has to go back to fasting. Taina there, now there's a Shem Tainus on him. Even the Chayin Shesh Sakana, who had to eat, and was saying that if the Tainus is also Tainus. Oh, is a Mingla. He says, in these few minutes of always getting the Aliyah, Mestami's not in Sakana. Let's say Gomosha, as he has to eat every 3 hours. So it's a tiny there. Every three hours he has to eat. I'll speak of Nefesh, but in between the 3 hours, he has a Shem Tainus. He's not allowed to eat. He's Asa Bachina. Is a Mingla tiny there? There shouldn't be a Shara. He should be able to get an Aliyah.
I can't say this before, not like that, because it says if you know it,
I think for sure once someone has to break it, there's no purpose to fasting anymore. If it's not against the time, as you see that in the sugyas of time, Yeshoyas, once a person has to eat, then there's zicha no more in you know fasting. But on Yom Kippur, there's a tzad to say that every minute is machayev tainus. Every minute of Yom Kippur is Mechayev Tainus, according to the second Sefer of the Bin Yitzin. Is a Mela, he will have a Shem Tainus in him. So, in fact, there, according to Bekvega, what's the whole problem of getting Aliyah? Even if it's not a Tainus, right now he's fasting. Right now he's Bechal the Tainus. So, Lechayev, from this Bekvega Shayin, Lechayev arrived, Bekvega held like the first Sefer of the Bin Yitzin. That once the person eats in Yom Kippur, he ready, there's no point to fasting anymore. He's not eating all he wants, so that's what Bekvega holds. That he can't get Aliyah by Mincha if it's also Tainus, because there's no Shem Tainus on him because there's no mitzvah fasting anymore. It should be a big chiddush. The Maisa to be halacha paskin is like the second tzad, and he doesn't bring this raya from the Kivega. That you see the Kivega holds like the first tzad. Well, chiddush is sugar raya. This is something that the I mentioned a few minutes ago. From the Kivega says that. That the whole shayin is only on Kriyas Torah Mincha, but by Shacharis, for sure he's able to get an Aliyah. You see that the Kivika holds for the Pasha, I saw this in Sefer Masas HaMelech from the Samanic Diskin, the Shivan Kol Torah, Yishalayim Yerkadish, and he wants to be married that by Shacharis, even if you hold Shacharis as Mechuyiv in Leining as the Yom, as Evi Yomtiv, but it's also, there's a tzad to say that the Leining is as Tainus also. Mechuyiv, the Leining by Shacharis for two reasons. It's for Yom Kippur, it's for the Yom, and it's also for the Tainus. So you see the Kivega also the Poshet, that the Leining is for two reasons, and somebody is only Mechuyiv and Leining for one reason, he's also able to get an Aliyah. Which is Shtetl Chiddush. He says, Bemis, the Magen Avraham speaks about this. On Shachris, the Kivega also the Poshet, the Chayil that he's getting an Aliyah. But Bemis is, if it's sad to say that the Leining Yom Kippur is for both reasons. The Leining Yom Kippur is because of the Yom, it's not worse than Yom Tov, and the Leining Yom Kippur is because of a Tainus, it's a Tainus. So by Shachas we lean on it, we lean for both reasons. We lean on every Tainus, by Shachas we lean by every Yom Tov, because of for Yom Tov. Right, so but you see that when there's two Mechayvim for the Kriyas HaTorah, and the person is getting up together and he only has one of the Mechayvim, he could also get an Aliyah. And he says, but Emrys, this is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tainus talks about if a Tainus comes out on Sheni v'Chamishi, on Monday and Thursday. So we're laning for two reasons. We're laning for Monday and Thursday. We're also laning for the Tainus. So collect the Magen Avraham, because someone who has to eat, can he get an Aliyah?
the first three should be able to get, only the last four, five, and six should be able to get. Because on times, you only, you say three or four.
Right, yeah. Oh, very good, very good. Right, he says, the Sanas Samach wants to say a different nafkamin would be if you have a Ben Yitzrael, it'll come out of Chiddush Kohen Mikvega, if you have a Ben Yitzrael who's in America, who's in Chutz Laretz on Yom Tov Sheni, and it came out on Monday or Thursday. So the laning in Shul, Al Yom Tov, and for this Ben Yitzrael, it's not Yom Tov him. But for him, it's Monday or Thursday. So the Kri is for two reasons. It's for Monday and Thursday, and it's also for Yom Tov. So this Ben Yisrael, even though he's not mechuyev in the laning of Yom Tov, but he is mechuyev in the laning of Sheni v'Chamishi, he could get an aliyah, which Acher would be only the first three aliyahs he could get, because that's mechayev for Monday and Thursday. Okay, much to go chiddush according to Kivega. Then the Masanach is another shtaka taina of Kivega. He is a kasha. He says Acher Yom Kippur is b'chal not a tainus. Yom Kippur we find the shir of Isachinus b'kesevus. But every tainus, the shir Isachinus b'kezayus. So what's the chiluk? He says, well, because by every tainus, the is an Isachila. Isachila, and whenever there's an Isachila, the shir is all shiri achila is b'kezayus. But Yom Kippur we find the shir is a little bit more. It's not really a kezayus, a little bit more. Kesevus is a little bit more than a kezayus. That shows us that on Yom Kippur, it's not a tainus, it's a din inui. It's a mitzvah's inui. What's inui? Kedai Svi. Kedai Svi, right. Kedai Svi. And then the Gemara says everyone that even though Agma Chaboshin, yes, Agma Chaboshin also has the same shoes as everyone else. And the Gemara says, yes, even Agma Chaboshin feels something from a Kesevis. And Machazar Kimluhu, the Kesevis does something for a person, takes away the inui. It has to be a little bit more than a Kesevis to take away the din inui. But the fact that Akasha, Ebezoi, Yom Kippur is Bachalnish can tainus. If it be a tainus, the issa should be the shir should be b'kezayis. So memela, there should be no tzar at all that the laning is also tainus. It's muchach that the laning is also the yoim. It's also the yoim because b'chal nishken tainus. That's the chayr shtak hashem. Just to go a few minutes, maybe not sure the Indian. Speak a little bit about the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Flamenachon days, Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim Inik Sheres and Aboy. All the Avodas Yom Kippurim has to be from the Kohen Gadol, and that's Poshut how you learn the Pashan and Achrei Mois, where the Torah gives the whole Seder Avodas Yom. The Torah says the Kohen Gadol does all the Seder Avodas Yom. But we find that this din that all the Avodas has to be done by a Kohen Gadol is Kol also the Avodas of the Kavan Tomish Shachris, and the Kavan Tomish Shabbin Abayim also has to be done by a Kohen Gadol. That's the first Mishnah in Yuma, the Chalam Aranavim Beis. The Mishnah says, "Habiuloi." They brought him to the Kohen Gadol. It's a Tama. They brought him to the Kohen Tama. Katzai. He would start the Shechita, and then he would run around. Someone would finish it. He would run around to the other side. He would be Mekabel the Dam. He did all the Avodas of the Kohen Tama. Chayes v'Sushver. Why do we need the Kohen Gadol to the Kohen Tama? The Kohen Tama is not part of the Avodas Yom. In the Pasha of Achim, it tells you that you need the Kohen Gadol. It talks about all the Avodas Yom Kippurim. It doesn't mention the Kohen Tama. The Kohen Tama has been Pasha's Pinchas. Bosepes, we need the Kohen Gadol to do the Kavan Tamid also. And even a bigger kasha is thinking, why is the Mishnah so mocked with the Kohen Gadol to do the Shechita? And it's a whole difficult process. He has to start the Shechita and run to the other side and do the Kabbalah himself. Shechita, we pass from Shechita to Ksher Bazar. Shechita, you don't even need, normally by the Kavan Tamid, you don't even need a Kohen Hedjit. If you don't even need a Kohen Hedjit, why should you need Dafka Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? They normally did the Shechita, but Be'etzem Shechita Sheir B'Zor. Be'etzem Shechita Sheir B'Zor. What do you need Kohen Gadol for the Kavan Tamid, which is not the Avodas Yom, and it's not in the Pasha of Achrei Mois, it's not the Pasha of Avodas Yom Kippurim. In the second peg of Yuma, in the Mishnayis, we have a whole peg about the Paisais. They used to do like a Shtel Goyol to choose every single day which Kohen got this close to do the Avodah. The Mishnah explains that how they did the Paisais, all the Kohanim would stand around in a circle and they would throw out one or two fingers. And the Mamunah would think of a number, and he would count that number and see which one it landed on, and he would be Zeicha. First they would do the Pious Rishon, they would do to choose who's doing the Trumas Adeshen, and who's doing every morning there's a Mitzvah of the Torah to take off the ashes from the Mizbeach from the day before, and put in a special place, and who would see the Maracha, who would set up the wood on the Mizbeach for the fire, and the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, special carbon every day was brought, two pieces of wood was brought on the Mizbeach, and by the next piece would be who would do the Kavan Tamid. The Baal Ma'or in Masechta Yuma Dachavav, he says that this Mishnah is not applying to Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, We have halacha, all the base was done by the Kohen Gadol. So you don't need to do the Pisces. The Pisces was to choose which Kohen Hedi would do it. And Yom Kippur was only one Kohen Gadol would do that baitha. So there's no need to do a pias, the Pisces. And the Balmor brings down in the Machzorim, there's a pias that mentions all the Pisces that they did, all four Pisces. On, in the middle of davening, time the bomb, that's a toyus, because this whole piyusim was not done in Yom Kippur. There's no reason to say it in the machzor.
Yeah, the helpers, you just said somebody finishes sleeping, right? So we're going from that.
Why do you need the?
Said that he didn't finish the shrita, right?
So you need a piyus to find who finished the shrita. It's not a bit terrible. I'm thinking that maybe because someone had helped him finish just for that schus. There's a piece for that. Okay, but we go through all the Pisces, which include all of them. The Ramban and Mechemes, he says, it's fair to him to say that the Piyut is completely wrong, because the Piyutim were made by the Goyinim, Rabbeinu Eliezer Zakaliyah, and other Rishonim. And the Ramban writes, Loshem, V'i efshe shiit dekor Rabbeinu Avesenu. It's not possible that all our Rabbeinu Avesenu, they all made a mistake. And L'baal Mo'ah Hazer, L'vadei Nit L'chokman. Only this Baal Mo'ah, Chab the Emes, that this Piyut is wrong. He doesn't like that. And second Kasha, the Ramban asks, if all the Pisces are not Shaykh to Yom Kippur, then why is it in print, why these Mishnayis put him in Sechti Yuma? You should put it somewhere else, Bechal is being mafsik. The first parak of Yuma talks about Shivus Yom, and because Yom Kippur talks about the whole Seder starting from before Yom Kippur, and then it continues on to Vayis Yom Kippur. Why would you have a whole parak of Pisces in the middle, which has nothing to do with Yom Kippur? So the Ramban is chalim. The Ramban says that the first pious of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Seder Marocha was done by a Kohen Hedyot. Because that's not Bechal, the Avodas Yoyim. And the Ramban says the Chiluk is because the Trumas Hadeshen and the Seder Marocha was done before Kodem Sheheya Yoyim, before the day started. And the Avodas Yom Kippurim that the Torah says has to be with the Kohen Gadol is only from the day, not from the night. And since these were from before, we don't have it. So the Ramban says that's why we have the Mishnayis in Masechta Yoma. And he doesn't explain that. Really only answers the first piece about the Trumas Hadeshen.
It's some of the pious isn't
right, but the other people, right, the rest, the Kavan Tomid, the Ramban is Moida, that the Kavan Tomid is done by the Kohen Gadol. I think Pshan the Ramban is that once you've emphasized that the first Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak, is Nagir Yom Kippur, the meaning of the Mishnahs continue with the Pisces of the rest of the year. The rest of the Mishnahs do not go on Yom Kippur, they go on the rest of the year. But once you need the first pious of the Trumas Hadeshen, it's in Merachah, that's why it's there. And the Me'ilah, that's a test for the Piyut also. The Piyut also has to mention the first pious, as I've mentioned the first pious, it mentions already all four pious. But Akoponim, we see the Homachregis, the Balmor and the Ramban, is only being given the Trumas Hadeshen, the Siddur Merachah. But it's not, there's no Machregis about the Kohen Tomid. Everybody seems to hold the Kohen Tomid is done by the Kohen Gadol, and that's what we're asking, why? So, Emes is Ritvah in Yuma Daf Yud Beis that says, B'Shem the Ramban, that Bemis Midaraisa, you don't need the Kohen Gadol to do Kavan Tomid. I think the Dvar B'Shem the Ramban is telling on this Kasha. Midaraisa, why would you need the Kohen Gadol? He says the whole thing is Darbonon. That emphasizes the Kasha. The whole thing is only Midarbonon. But the Rambam is not mashing that way. If you look in the Rambam, Pegam Hilfus Avedis Yom Kippur, Malcha Beis, the Rambam just says Stam, that all the Avedis, including Kavan Tomid, was done by the Kohen Gadol. It's mashing that all one halacha, it's all the Raisa, it's a bit shver. Okay, it's getting a little bit late, but I just wanted to say, maybe Pshat is. Is the Gemara in Zvachan of Sargam Beis, the Gemara of the Shaila, Todi Makudish, Ezek Makadav. Which one is more Chashav? Something which is Todi, something Makudish. And the Gemara gives an example. If you only had enough Kavasim to bring the Kavan Tamid on Shabbos, or the Kavan Musav on Shabbos, which should you bring? The Kavan Tamid is Todi, but it's not a Kavan of Shabbos. It's not so. But Mashenkin, the Kavan Musav is called Makudish. It's more Makudish than the Kavan Tamid because it's a Kavan of Shabbos. And a Shabbos the Gekoven as if it's more Kedusha than a Chol the Gekoven. Is the main, or do you bring the Kavan Tomid, which is Tadir, if you only have enough for one, or do you bring the Kavan Musaf, which is Kaddish? And the Gemara asks on that, Atu Shabbos and Musaf and Ahani and Tamid and Leimahani? The Gemara asks on the whole Shaila, why do you think Shabbos only makes the Kavan Musaf Kaddish? It doesn't make the Tamid and Kaddish? I think Pshan the Gemara's Kasha is. The most kasha is that Shabbos makes the Kavan Tomid into a Shabbos Dikah Kavan. Even the Kavan Tomid is a regular Kavan, which is brought every single day, but it makes it into a Shabbos Dikah Kavan. So the Gemara explains the Shayla of Todi Makudish, which is Kaidim Binagir, you have enough for the Musafim today or the Kavan Tomid of Sunday. there for sure the Chavon Toman is not Makud the Shrek the Chavon Musaf. But Al-Kaponim, you see from this Gemara's Svara, the Gemara's saying a Svara that Shabbos makes the Chavon Toman into a Shabbos the Chavon. Is it mean? I have Shikim Zog and the Eichet. Shabbos makes the Chavon Toman in Yom Kippur into Yom Kippur the Chavon. Is it mean? It's been for the Rambam and the other Shem they will hold that you need a Kain Godel on the Chavon Toman of Yom Kippur. Okay, see what Chassim Ataiva. A little bit more, but another time.
Why is it
clear
that only
the Tzadiyam, Yom, Kippur blocks the number? Because the Pasha Nachri Meisus, which tells us that you need a Kohen Gadol, only says the Avodas of Yom Kippur. It doesn't mention the Kama Tama. Kama Tama is a Pasha Pinchas, a different Pasha. So why would you need it? But the Teretz, but if you could say, and B'chal Tshver, the Kama Tama is not a Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Kippur, the Gedin, but it's that this halacha, that Kol Avodas is
saying. The
just like the Gemara says, the Shabbos makes the Talmud of Shabbos. And what? Musafim? First thing I wanted to say, on the Gemara Shayin of Todim Makudish, which one comes first? The Gemara wanted to say that the Gemara say the Nafkamino B, if you only had enough for Kabbalah Talmud of Shabbos, or Kabbalah Musa Shabbos. The Gemara says, after Shabbos, Safan Hani, and Tamid and Loyahani, it makes those Shabbos. The Gemara says, the Shayin's been the gay of the Talmud of Sunday. But you see from the Gemara Svara that Shabbos makes the Kabbalah Talmud just as Shabbos thick as the Kabbalah Musaf. The Kabbalah Musaf is sure a Shabbos Kabbalah. So I wanted to say this Svara here also. The Dvar, maybe we won't go with this Svara so much. The Dvar is saying that the fact that you can't go look for the Kabbalah Talmud and Yom Kippur is only Midrabanan.
Right.
It could be he does hold this Svara. Maybe it is Yom Kippur the Kabbalah, but it's not the Pasha of Achimais. Yeah.